Polyamory South Africa's Nzala Mangwenya is still on the line as she continues to educate us on polyamory, which is about multiple loves. So Nzalama, conventional structures like marriage, do they exist in polyamorous relationships?
Legally, I think I'm not one to necessarily always obey the law, but legally, a woman in South Africa can't marry more than one person, but you can, you know, at the same time, because it's traditional marriages as well. So, but from a legal point of view, it's not necessarily allowed. For men, yes, it is, because polygamy is legal here. And yes, marriage happens, because at the end of the day, we still want family, we still want community, we still want kids, you know, because the idea of marriage isn't necessarily about two people, it's about family. So marriage can happen. I've met a few people that are married. There's actually a couple in Nelspruit that's married and share a boyfriend because everybody's bisexual. So it's definitely possible. Unfortunately, he can't marry either of them because he can't, I mean, he can marry the guy, but they haven't made gay marriages multiple yet. I mean, we've only recently legalized gay marriages in South Africa. So there's that whole legal thing that becomes an issue, which is a bit crippling for us people that have non-monogamous lives. You know, hopefully that will change in the future.
Now, mentioning of kids and the family structure, as you say, that polyamory actually is sort of building a family. So how are children integrated in this situation? Is it very open, where parents are open about their lifestyles to their children? How does it work?
I'll speak for myself first, and then I'll make other examples. I have a six-year-old daughter, and currently she knows that one of my partners is my boyfriend. There's another partner that I have, but it's very new. So I will introduce them, but it's like, if I was monogamous, I wouldn't introduce, because, you know, if you're a single mom, you're not trying to invite everybody into your house. So I think at a certain stage, she will know, but she does know that I'm poly. She says, yeah, mommy says you can have more than one boyfriend or more than one girlfriend. So she knows that I am, but she hasn't seen me do it. And then with regards to other families, as I mentioned, the one that's in Nelspruit, they've got two children, the couple that's married. And they know that guy is mommy and daddy's boyfriend, and they love him. He takes them to school. He babysits when they are away on a date, and they swap and so forth. And the kids understand. Kids are very smart, you know. And if anything, if you lie to them, you're telling them that the life you're living is wrong.
And I'm guessing children are more accepting than adults.
Definitely. Definitely. Because for them, everything is okay if you say it is.
Your parents. I know I struggle with my parents just on basic things and how times have changed. So have you told your parents about your lifestyle, and how did they take it?
Oh, they're okay with it. Actually, they found it quite funny, because apparently when I was 7, we were driving somewhere and I questioned their marriage. And I said, so you guys are only going to be together for your whole life, like no one else. It's just going to be the two of you. And I don't remember saying that, but they brought it up when I sat down with them and told them, oh, guys, by the way, I'm polyamorous. Because I don't want them now walking around and seeing my one partner with another partner, and now they're thinking that partner's cheating on me, or me bringing home other people to the house at a family wedding. Do you know what I mean? I don't want those awkward vibes. So, yeah, they know. They're very accepting. They think it's weird, but they understand. And also, I'm sure you might also have experienced this, especially within, I'm not even going to say black or white culture, but my dad, I've got 11 siblings. Only 3 of them are from my mother. Some are before their marriage, some are after their marriage. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they can't come to me and tell me what I'm doing is incorrect. Now, well, they've been living their own lives and expressing themselves and how they love in other ways as well. So they were very accepting.
So what are some of the general misconceptions surrounding polyamory, and how do you address these, especially with people who may not necessarily understand and tend to be a bit judgmental?
You know what? Most of the time, because I'm actually an activist about this, I most of the time I try to educate as much as I can, but I know when not to anymore, because there's certain minds that don't want to hear this information. They can't accept it. And you mentioned earlier that some people think it's all about sex, you know, so it's like there's a lot of slut shaming that I get, like, oh, how can you sleep with so many people and what? And your child, what is she going to learn from this? And so there's always going to be that, always. And there's always, I mean, I have a friend who's very close to me, someone I grew up with, who still thinks I don't know what true love is, because for her, true love is selfish, you know? And that hurts me, because how dare she tell me I don't know what love is, you know? Because for me, love is infinite. So I'll try to explain to whoever is judging or doesn't understand, but I only go so far. And usually it's the people that I see that really are interested in living this lifestyle. And from there, that's when I will invite them to meetings and the conversation goes further.
But overall, what message would you like to share with those who aren't in such a relationship or don't really understand polyamory?
Love is infinite. We lack nothing, you know, and it's okay to be jealous. I get jealous all the time, but I deal with it. But if there are those people that feel like, you know, I've been cheating on my partner for years and I feel terrible about it, and I would love to for her to understand that it's got nothing to do with me not loving him or her. It's just that I also am attracted and love other people, because there's so many people walking around with shame and guilt, and that stuff is making our community sick. It's part of the reasons why people can't have children, part of the reasons why people are contacting diseases, AIDS, and those things are only because of the lies and the deceit. And it's really okay to be in love with more than one person, but you need to do it honestly. And we have a safe space where you guys can do that. You know, we hold monthly meetings where we give those people, you know, a fun and safe way to discover who they are, because knowledge is power. And it's a community. So we don't want you to walk away feeling, you know, not encouraged.
And for those that may be interested in maybe attending one of these meetings, the information would obviously be on the Facebook page. Do you have a website? Anything else?
Yes, we do. It's polyamory.co.za.
Wow, thank you so much, Nzalama. This is a discussion we'll have to revisit real soon.
You're welcome to call me anytime.
That was Polyamory South Africa's Nzalama Ngwenya. You're still listening to Rise FM in 60 Minutes with Zingisa Chirwa.